how to share the mug.
So if your friends from Florida come in your joint, they're like, dude, it's fucking hot in here.
It's a brisk. I have it set on a brisk 72.
Is that what it's on right now?
72, 74, somewhere really? In there. I don't know.
It feels pretty good. It feels cooler than that in here.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, unless you fucked with it.
I've been known to cut on your AC before.
I've woken up in the middle of the night.
Like, I'm going to help myself to your thermostat here, dude.
I've woken up in the morning freezing myself a few times. Mm-hmm. Well, who the fuck? Well, I shit on 68.
I gotta tell you, I like to sleep when it's nice and cool. I gotta be cool when I sleep.
Yeah, I sleep with a fan on me. I like the breeze blowing up me when I sleep. Mm-hmm. Actually, all week I've kind of been. When my friend, also shout out to friends from Orlando visiting last week. We got a lot of good positive feedback on that episode.
Who dat? Who did?
Brandon and Kim. So yeah, but towards the end there, Brandon was starting to come down with something, and I think I might have had it all week, and I've been kind of fighting it, so that's when my voice seems kind of...
Kind of sounds sexy, I got to be honest with you.
I do think it's pretty deep, but I...
Deeper than your normal voice, I think you should keep it.
Hey, guys. If I got a little vocal fry in there. Hey, ladies.
Is that your deepest? Let me hear,
I can't. I can get deeper than that. I can get deeper than that, man.
So is it Friday? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Thank fucking God.
Thank God, right?
I actually have tomorrow off, so I'm excited.
Nice.
I don't know what the weather looks like, but I'm going
to
take
it's
the dog.
It's supposed to be shitty all weekend, actually. It's supposed to storm all fucking weekend. Because I've been trying to wax my car for like 3 weekends in a row, and not happening.
Boston's like, yeah, dude, don't worry about it. You know, just fucking, yeah, it's not going to be much going on. We'll just have a good weekend.
But you know how it is, though. It'll say it's going to storm, but there'll be like moments of patchy brightness, and everybody will run out to the pool for like an hour.
Sure. I think, if I recall, there was one time where we were all kicking in the pool and some like a hailstorm happened.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Do you remember that?
More than one time, yeah. Really? And we all ran under my porch.
Yeah.
I remember that.
At least now we have Caribbean ring toss to play when we run away from the hail.
We are obsessed with ring toss.
I'm going to be out there with a comforter, like I'm trying to cover my car up.
Well, it'll be like when we went camping.
All that hail just be hitting me like, not the car.
As long as me and Chase don't got to sleep in it.
Like, right.
But
I've got insurance, but hail damage sucks, though. You know what I mean? It's like,
no, you're right. Actually, that is, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, guys and dolls, welcome to Share Your Buzz episode 79. And my name is Tony, of course, sitting across from me. My main man, Chris, is here as per the usual. He's taking a sip out of his Limerita and his Clamato cores. Dude got a Limerita and a Clamato sitting on the table. A Coors Lotto?
I'm doing the Diego this evening, so.
All right,
you
can tell.
Refer to me as Diego.
I can tell how Diego walked in with the Wayfarers and his beach shirt on. I'm feeling kind of beachy and like myself. It's hot as hell out here today. Everybody's been chilling by the pool. It's that kind of year.
Yeah.
That kind of time of year. And
I picked up some beer on the way home and walked to my apartment. I can see the pool from my spot. So I see some familiar faces out there. So I go out there and end up having two beers, just, you know, not even going to my door yet, you know, just. That's the way it is at Bransford House.
It is. You can't keep Bransford House, especially in the inner side of it, and especially in the summertime, is a lot like it's a lot like living down in South Florida, man, like or in like on the island somewhere where there's nobody has any like there's no time. You just kind of do what you want to do when you want to do it, and you just kind of go with the flow. Last night we were sitting out at the pool, or was it the night before? And I remember I got home early. Or people were out there early. I always get home early, but everybody was out there. So I was hanging out. It was Wednesday. I had a good week, and I was looking for a little midweek drink. So I was having some rum out there at the pool. Spencer was out there. Jules was out there. We were chilling. And you came home, and you were walking Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, I'm about to go to Applebee's. As soon as I go to my apartment and change, I'll be right back down. We're me and Jerry. About 45 minutes later, Jerry walks by like, have you guys seen Chris?
Oh, that was a demonic.
We were supposed to go to Applebee's like 45
it's
minutes
so
ago.
So fucking true, dude. I live on Diego Town. That's just the
Diego
way
Diego Town. I like that.
You know how it be. Got to get a shower at least, you know, like take the dog out, feed him. I gotta wrestle with the dogs for a minute, or otherwise, yeah. You know, they'll like, why am I even here? I don't know, man.
Man,
what can I say?
I will say this about our friends, and I think we should recap last weekend a little bit. But I will say, it took me till about Thursday to feel right.
Yeah.
It was a.
Yeah, you guys went ham on Sunday as well. So.
Well, they came in on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We went for margaritas and tacos Thursday night. And then we all met up here and partied at my house for a little bit until I had to go to bed. You guys kept partying after I went to bed. And as you could tell, I still got the throat. But then Friday night, we did the podcast, which, by the way, Kim posted pictures on her Facebook. I downloaded them. I'm going to put them up on sherrybuzz.com. But she downloaded some pictures, or she put some pictures on Facebook that I have no recollection of taking.
Really? That early into it? Oh, wow.
And then, and when I went back and edited the show, mm-hmm. I kind of skimmed through it for points. A lot of the stuff I have no idea. I forgot that we even talked about, which I kind of do every week. But then she reminded me that we talked about taking a Sherry Buzz trip to Epcot Center and doing drinking around the world.
Yes.
And I looked into it a little bit today.
Did you?
And mom, my parents used to live down there, just went with my sister and brother-in-law and the kids and everything. And they said for an adult price, tax tag and title out the door is about $105 mm-hmm. for the day.
Yeah.
Now, you're probably going to spend like at least $100 while you're there on theme park prices, drinks.
Sure.
So let's say if you want to drink all day and eat, let's say you're going to spend $100, maybe $150 there. So if we drove down there, we would need more time. But if we flew down there, we can do that in like a long weekend, or even like, except long weekends, like holiday weekends, prices always go up.
Yeah.
Luckily, with my new position at work, I could take more time off. Like if we both took a Friday off from work.
Friday. And like, dude, you sounded country for a second. Just for a split second, I don't know if you folks heard that. Friday.
Sorry. You're rubbing off on me. I don't know. If we both took a Friday off from work.
Friday off from work.
If we both, look at here. If we both take us a Friday off work,
mm-hmm.
and we flew out on like a red eye in the middle of the night, cheap prices, we could have like all day Friday, all day Saturday, fly back on Sunday. In Orlando.
And still get to talk to Jesus on Sunday.
Still get to talk to Jesus. Make it back here in time for pool day.
Oh, come on now.
So, anyway. But, yeah, that was... So, and then Saturday, we did the CMA Fest thing, which I was having a lot of fun. I was... I would have stayed down there the whole rest of the day. Luckily, Kim knew she wanted to go out that night. She had, like, a hard-on to go out that night.
She was on a mission, dude.
So she reeled us in. Me and Brandon were like, hey, dude, let's just keep on partying this afternoon. And then kind of called it an early night. And she was like, no, let's go home and rest up and go out tonight. She was like, she was not having it. So we came back here. I took a nap. She went out there and partied with you guys at the pool.
Dude,
like the whole rest of the afternoon.
Yes. I took a 30-minute power nap and got re-drunk downtown.
I think basically. I got drunk three times that day.
I got drunk twice. Saturday.
Because I got drunk in the morning with her, mm-hmm. We came home, got drunk, or took a nap. And then went out to the pool and started drinking beers again, but wasn't like, kind of got buzzed, but wasn't really feeling it. Still kind of tired. Mm-hmm. Came back in, chilled with Brandon for a while, and then rallied, and we all went out.
Yeah.
And we were getting ready. Our boy, of course, you guys all knew Chase Bruce. He was coming out there with us. And he was like, he knew he wanted to go. And.
So, all right. We got someone walked in the room.
You know, Jules won't get on the mic.
He won't get on the mic. He needs to get on the mic.
Walter Longmire only sits in the
Longmire's
show.
In the house. Longmire.
Longmire.
The Longmire and Jerry, both of them have been on the podcast tons of times, but won't get on the mic and actually
deal.
Talk.
I want to hear about that motherfucking boat trip that needs to be on Sherry Buzz. The best fucking story ever, Longmire. Get your ass up here. Tony's got something to say. I'm pressuring you because you love me and I love you and we're friends.
We were.
Look how handsome that guy looks sitting on that fucking chair over there. Look at him.
Feet up.
Just ready to go.
Drink in hand. Jules always looks like he's on a boat trip, though. That's what I love about him. Because people always tell me I always dress like I'm on vacation. He always dresses like he's on vacation, too. Like just.
No, he dresses like a sportsman/vacation.
Sure,
/chiller.
Okay.
Here he comes. But Tony, finish right quick, though.
Oh, I was just recapping last Saturday a little bit. I was just thinking it was funny how we're getting ready to go. And, of course, in true Diego fashion, Chris calls me as we're walking out the door. Hey, dude, I want to go.
Yeah. So we jump. Because I was in my bed, dude. I was like, dude, this could be the moment where I could crash.
You were really in bed?
Yes. I was laying there, clothes, you know, full clothes. I'm just laying there like, oh, my God. In the sun all day, day drinking. Oh, my God. And so I was like, dude, I was like, I want to rally because, you know, I love those guys and they're in town, you know.
And Brandon,
once a year, so I was like, I got to do this.
Brandon actually called it that night. He stayed in.
Yes.
And then it was me, you, Kim, and Chase, and one of Chase's buddies, who we lost in like the first 45 minutes,
he couldn't hang.
And then we went to a couple of honky-tonks.
Yeah.
We went to a couple of, and I forget which ones, but we were, we ended up at Valentine's, which is a dance club, and I pulled a rookie move. I ordered like a drink, took two sips out of it, dropped it on the floor.
Yeah, you did. Just, everybody's like, "Whoa!"
But you know what? I didn't. I told myself, you know what? This is a sign. I'm not gonna go get another drink. I'm gonna pace myself. I'm gonna sit this one out. Let you guys finish your drinks and wait till the next round. So I didn't. I wasn't like doubling up. I just like, you know what? Screw it.
So you're that guy with the other drink at the bar.
That's fine. That's cool. Me and Kim were boot. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna call all of us out. We were all on the dance floor dancing that night.
Like a great time.
It was awesome, dude. It was awesome. And we started out at Tin Roof. That's where we started out. That's and all it. I remember is at the end of the night, we were at Paradise Park, each drinking out of pitchers of beer.
Nice.
Which I'm sure was like PBR or something like that.
I remember that. Yeah. It was a nice time. It was a bit of nice, yes.
She has a video of us.
Oh, that's right. I was holding a picture, man. God.
Dude, me and
how
you.
How old am I again?
Right?
Fuck me.
What's my age again?
How long have I
been? We about to bust in this Blink 182 song. What's my age again?
Right.
Dude, she has a video of us. Which I told her do not post, which is the three of us, me, you, and Chase, holding pitchers of beer, drinking out of the pitchers, singing Rocky Top at Paradise Park.
Oh, my God. She can send it to me personally. I'd love to see it, but you're not going to post that one. So, Longmire, what's up, man? Thanks for coming in to the house, the crib, the casa.
It just sounds good on the earphones.
Listen to that voice, man. It's
why
made
we
for
always
the microphone.
Have people on that out voice us?
I was told I need to voice movie trailers.
Oh, you do. Let's hear your movie trailer.
Give me a second. Let me think about that.
Okay, can we toss a movie at you?
In a world.
I'm going to go Jurassic Park, the original first one.
Okay.
Can you do? Oh, just, you know what? To make it easy on your favorite movie, whatever you want to do.
There's so many. man, this is tough. This is tough to be on the.
Or
spot
what about?
Right got him now. On the spot.
What about if you were just the guy on movie phone? Call one.
If I had a movie right now going on, some kind of trailer on the TV, I could totally mimic it. I'm not a.
Yeah.
I have a tough time just coming.
In a world.
There was a time.
In a world.
In a jungle far off in a far, far place. Nobody knew except for that one dinosaur. That's about all I got. That's pretty terrible, actually.
I mean, that was better. The voice is on point. I like. How about in a world where three men wear sunglasses inside on a podcast?
In a world where douchebags are allowed to roam the world with their freakishly small hands.
Right. In a world
the where three broest of them
where any asshole could start a podcast.
When your next door neighbor knocks on the wall and says, "Hey, your fucking podcast sucks."
Right? In a world where your upstairs neighbor complains because you have bands playing every Friday night in your apartment. I'm just kidding. I love my upstairs neighbor.
Even when she plays her country music loud,
she does.
Honey Boo Boo.
She does play music loud. And she leaves her radio on when she goes on vacation. And I'm like, seriously, it's like, right? I wake up to it. I'm like, really?
Yeah, I remember you saying that. It was like 7 days or some crazy shit.
Did you wake up to it this morning? I'm trying to make sure it was low.
Does she leave it on for a reason?
Huh?
Does she leave it on for a reason?
I guess for Honey Boo Boo,
her
cat.
Ooh, I know what she's doing.
What?
Never mind.
I thought maybe she wanted to make it sound like there was somebody home, but it's like nobody can hear it except me in my bedroom.
Right.
It's a sign.
It's like, fuck. And you know what? Every style of music sounds like techno when you only hear the bass to it.
Sure.
Because it's all just like
that low end.
Sure, yeah, country music techno.
It's country techno. Yeah,
yeah.
It's country.
Exactly what you mean, yeah.
So. All right, so I hear Longmire's got a story to tell.
Man, yeah.
What story do you want me to tell?
I want to hear the story about you guys almost drowning in the ocean.
Okay.
When the boat,
this is very Hemingway-esque.
The boat hit the
good,
shit.
Good story. So there we were upon the high seas. in my buddy's brand new boat, maiden voyage. We'd always talked about going out to the oil rigs from Destin, Florida, off the coast of Mississippi or Louisiana. We took off, I guess, around, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We just did a steady troll, trolled for some wahoo. Didn't catch anything.
That's what I call going to the bars. I'm trolling for some wahoo.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there you go.
Trolling for some yahoo.
But anyway, I'm a napper. I'm a known napper on the boat. So when I'm not fishing, I'm pretty much taking naps.
Sure.
I took me a nice siesta, and they woke me up, and it was about 10:30 in the evening.
So how long did it take you guys to get out there?
About 8 hours.
8 hours.
Well, we were only going about 5 knots.
Trying to conserve gas.
Yes, you basically don't burn anything if you keep that pace. So anyway. Yeah. So we get there. It was about the first oil rig from Destin, I think, is approximately about 120 miles from Destin. So we get out there, and it was pretty cool. I mean, I've never seen an oil rig in my life, and they're a feat of engineering. It's pretty cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How tall are one of those things stand? Like, how big is that in the middle of the water? Like, when you're rolling up on a boat.
They're all different sizes, but I mean, gosh, I can't think of the names of all of them. We call one. It's called a beer. One's called the beer can. I know the fishermen, a lot of anglers call it that. I would say the platform is every bit of 80 feet out of the water. I mean, and that's the lower platform. So all in all, 120 feet out of the water. Yeah. I mean, they're nice. They're pretty impressive. Nice.
I bet they get hit with some pretty big waves from time to time.
I bet they do. I wouldn't probably want to be on one in a hurricane.
For sure.
But, so we get out there, and it was dark. It was cool. We get up there. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do. We're going for some tuna. And anyway, so we tried one method, and I can't remember what that first method was. I might have been drinking a little bit.
It was Method Man.
Yes, it was. Method Man was there. We were catching sharks the first hour or two. And then we changed up our tactics, did some kind of like bottom fishing, but obviously we weren't bottom fishing in 2,000 feet of water. But anyway, brought in the first tuna, caught a blackfin, good sized blackfin, and
blackfin tuna.
Then my buddy got on one, and we pulled it up, and then sure enough, the
blackfin came up like, "What up, dog?"
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. Probably not. He was probably fearing for his life because we were about to fillet him right there and just eat him deliciously, fresh out of the sea. But his eyes were big, as tunas go.
He's like, I was just chilling, trying to slay me some of that pink fit, if you know what I'm talking about.
So how close are to the oil rig are you? Like,
also,
up on that bitch?
No, we're trolling right past it. I mean, just cruising around. I mean, we're right there. I don't know.
So why would you go to oil rig? Because it's like
it's structure. So fish like children, structure. Yeah, and I mean, you know, tuna are pelagic. So I mean, those being so far offshore, but giving structure, it just attracts fish, which attracts
teaches
bigger
what pelagic
fish,
is.
So, yeah. Oh, pelagic? Yeah. Just deep water fish, you know, cool. Tuna, wahoo, sword, you know, any billfish, dolphin, mahi-mahi, if you will, Dorado, or Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you know? Diego.
All right.
I do like, for all of my, all of our landlocked friends out there, I would like to say when you, people, like, you can call it mahi all day long, but you're eating a fucking dolphin. For sure. Yeah,
pretty much. Don't, for sure. But don't say that to the bleeding hearts that are like, oh my God, you're eating a porpoise. And I'm like, no, it's the fish. It's all about education, my friend.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess you're not really eating the ones that come up on the side of the boat and follow you around and stuff.
No, not the ones that, no, nobody wants to kill because they're actually intelligent.
Yeah, they mammals. Say they're one of, like, the most intelligent mm-hmm. seafaring creatures.
That's
like.
What they
or
say.
Or so are whales, but people kill those motherfuckers, though. You know?
Yeah, the Japs seem to like to kill Japanese them a lot. But that's only because I watch Whale Wars.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. They have, they like to kill, I think they just like killing things.
I don't know. I don't think that's really an ethnicity thing. I think that's just a broad spectrum of
seafood.
Well, yeah. I think when you're an island and you grew up, like when your culture is was predicated on the sea, you just learn how to live. You predicate your culture on the sea, build your culture on the sea. So they're like now they're just like, well, what? We've been doing this for millennia. Why should we? Yeah,
sure. It's their fucking waters. I mean, you know, international waters. I don't know if that. I mean, but if long as they're in their waters, I guess, right?
Anybody
I mean,
can fish international waters.
I'm not backing them up, by the way. I'm not saying kill the fucking whales.
No, for sure. I'm not either, but I mean.
Yeah. Well, I definitely don't like, truth be told, porpoises. They are a thieving creature. They like to take your catch while you're struggling and then just let you get it right to the boat. Then bam.
You make it easy on them.
Oh, yeah, like, man. They're thieves of the sea.
The thieves of the sea.
They're not thieves. They're cunning.
It's like, man,
you
know, listen, I'm working hard for my catch. You need to do the same.
Well, they got those big-ass brains. They're like, I'm going to let this MF-er get this.
That's why they're so smart. And then I'm going to wait. They know they're working smarter, not harder.
Indeed.
Hey, smart man works in the shade, buddy.
That's right.
So you're out there fucking catching.
So I'm out there.
Tunes.
I probably drug this story out long enough, but
we caught
that second one, and next thing we know, right when we get in the boat, the high water alarm goes off, and we're kind of baffled as to what's going on. You know, we had a couple of small issues with the boat on its main boards, but nothing major. So anyway, we check the bow, we open up the hatch, and nothing, and we check the stern, the back of the boat, check the hatch, nothing, and then we had to pull the nice carpeted cockpit back and, you know, all this stuff and open up the hatch, and it was like somebody opened up a fire hydrant.
I love a girl in the hole of the boat. With a nice carpeted cockpit.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a fine carpeted cockpit indeed. But yeah.
So you open up the fucking hatch, and there's like...
Yeah, it's like somebody opened
hundreds
up.
Hundreds of gallons.
Yes, just pouring
no
in the boat.
No shit.
Like a fire hydrant, like that much?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's the reason for the water going off. Yeah. Apparently the bilge pump couldn't keep up. So we're probably, I don't know, 50 yards from the oil rig, and we had a decision to make. There was four of us all together, and my buddy who owned the boat, who was the captain, he was freaking out a little bit, obviously. I mean, he's just like, I just bought this boat, and now I have to make a decision of whether we make a run back for shore, which is going to take 6 hours at full bore speed, or scuttle the boat, throw the dinghy out, get the EPIRB, and radio mayday to the oil rig so that we can come aboard the oil rig. And so anyway, he didn't want to scuttle the boat, so we decided to make a run for it and pray, you know, to the sea gods, if you will, that the bilge pump could keep up enough and we could outrun the water.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so that's what we did. But fortunately, I was the one that took the nap on the way out, so they had stayed up. So this happened about 12:30. So we'd been trolling for about 2 hours. And so anyway, it was pretty late.
Yeah.
And we've been up since like 5 in the morning.
So this happened, okay, this in the afternoon.
No, this was at midnight.
Okay, so this is all happening in pitch black outside.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the oil rig, like I said.
Well, the oil rig, but I mean...
It's a feat of engineering. I mean, it throws off a lot
of light. For anybody who doesn't... Like, I don't have much experience out on deep sea as you do, but for anybody who grew up around the ocean and has been on the ocean a bunch of times, the ocean in the middle of the night is scary as shit.
It can be. It can be.
Because on land, there's some source of light around. Now, you had the oil rig, I'm sure... Like you said, but even if you're on the beach staring out into the ocean, and it's in the middle of the night, you see the definite, like, pitch, like, where light ends, and then the horizon disappears because the ocean and the sky become the same thing. And when there's no light, you can't tell the difference. You're out, right. It's pitch black all around you.
Right. Yeah. Well, we also made an apparent, this is a myth. I don't know how true it is, but we'd actually gone out on a full moon and learned later that a lot of fishermen were like, man, y'all went out that far tuna fishing on a full moon. So apparently there's this myth or fisherman myth or whatever that
Full
moon is a bad deal, like you don't go fishing on a full moon. Yeah. I don't know.
So what happened next?
So we decided not to scuttle the boat. He didn't want to, you know, just sink his brand new $500,000 boat into the ocean, 2,000 feet of water, and never see it again. So we decided to outrun it, and I stayed up with my buddy Steve, and we piloted the boat because the captain was too tired. That was probably the scariest thing. Pitch black, 45 knots. I mean, as fast as the boat could go, and we were, the only thing you can do is watch the radar for boats out there to navigate. I mean, there's no, you ain't gonna see nothing in front of you. The worst part, the other part too, was that the spotlight didn't work, so we had no light.
So you just had to rely on that radar, man.
Totally. And the worst part about it is that the radar was backwards, so you had to constantly pay attention. So what was in front of you was technically actually behind you, and vice versa.
Oh, so it was like a mirror image of actually.
Yeah. So you're looking forward, you look at the radar, but you're looking behind you on the radar, not in front of the radar. Mm-hmm. You know.
And if it's down to the left, which it actually means it's the right.
It's in front of you and to the right. Right. So yeah. So you had to kind of keep the mind sharp. It was interesting. We actually did have a couple of near misses. As a matter of fact, I had to wake my buddy up because I just, you got to understand this boat is a feat of technological advancement. I mean, a lot of controls that I don't understand. And, you know, we're coming up on something. I could see a bow light and a stern light. And it was, you know, originally far off in the distance, but I kept watching and kept getting closer and closer. And the bow and stern light kept getting kind of wider and wider. And I'm like, what's going on? And we're heading straight for it. And so anyway, I wake my buddy up, who's the captain. Excuse me. And I was like, man, I think that's an enormous ship, and we are heading directly for it, and I need to take it off of autopilot so I can manually navigate this thing so we don't run smack dab in the side of a big-ass oil tanker.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it was. It was a big... We were running across a shipping lane.
Yeah.
And anyway, so, I mean, you know, that was cool. We navigated past that, but there was one boat that we nearly hit. We missed it by about 50 feet.
Wow,
that's fucking close on the ocean.
Yeah, that's really close. Considering that's like you're the in a same vast as planes, it's like hundreds of thousands of
Yeah, you just
miles.
You just kind of breeze by that like it wasn't a.
Well, believe it or not, when you're out there and you're around the oil rigs, I mean they've got drilling boats that are testing. They've got smaller unmanned oil rigs. I mean, there's actually a lot of little beacons of light.
And plus, there's people doing the same thing you're doing. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah. So we had a couple of near misses, but long story short, we got back. Get back to shore about 6 in the morning. Stayed up, me and my buddy stayed up all night. And we got back into the slip. And we had already called the captain when we got him within cell range of shore. And so he immediately comes over there and takes it over to the marina called Galati there in Destin along the harbor walk. And they pull it out of the water. And so, you know, we want to go and see the boat out of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we cruise over there and it's you know, I mean, boats out of the water are just so much more massive than they are in the, you know, I don't know. It's hard to describe until you see it. But anyway, so we check it out, and then they got a bunch of boats, you know, for sale. And they got some Vikings, like some 55-footers, some 70-footers. They got some Hatteras's, a bunch of different manufactured boats that they got for sale. And most of them are used. And so they had this one 70-foot Viking. There's a couple of guys cleaning it, working on whatever. We're like, man, can we check it out? And they're like, yeah, come on board. And I mean, you know, Vikings are just amazing. Of course, you know, you have to have millions of dollars to buy one. But we go on there, and they're like, so what are y'all doing? And we're like, well, we just want to come check the boat out. We just got back. We were taking on a boatload of water and yada, yada. And they're like, oh, that was y'all's boat. And we're like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we heard that the drive shaft seal blew. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, you're one of only two people that we've ever known that actually got back to shore without scuttling the boat. like every boat that's ever had that happen usually sinks. And so it was kind of
that
great.
Particular boat, or just
no, just any boat.
Wow,
any boat. Because I mean, think about it. You got the drive shaft that's attached to the motor inside of the hull of the boat,
yeah.
And then and the shaft that connects to the propeller outside yeah. the boat goes through the hull. Well, yeah. there's a seal there. And so anyway, so what apparently had happened was that there was the motor had got misaligned from a previous trip 2 weeks before when me and my buddy had gone down to prep the mm-hmm. boat. And we just went out a couple of different times. Well, we got some rope wrapped around the drive shaft that we ran over, didn't know it. Well, it turns out it threw the drive shaft off out of alignment with the motor.
Yeah.
And so it basically bored the seal until it just exploded.
On a real high seas adventure.
Wow.
Yeah. There was no
and you know, the crazy thing is, man, is that decision that you guys had to make instantly is just like, okay, 50 yards away, we could probably swim that or dinghy it or whatever.
Right.
Or do we try to ride this bitch out? And the problem is, it's like, what if you do try to ride the bitch out and you get like 70 miles away, halfway or whatever, back to shore, and then it really sinks, and then you're just fucking out there.
Well,
that's the scary part.
No, it is the scary part. Now, here's the thing, and this is something we learned a long time ago. As a matter of fact, there was a story, maybe y'all remember. It happened down in Tampa. It was like a 21-foot contender. I think it was like just a little open fisherman. It was four NFL players, or I think two were NFL players, two were former NFL players.
I think I might have heard this.
Yeah, and they all three of them died. One survived. Well, come to find out, the reason they couldn't find them, they took them, I think, 3 or 4 days where they finally found the last guy who was still alive, and they didn't have what's called an EPIRB. And so anyway, it's just, I can't remember, it's an EPIRB is an acronym for electronic pulse something, GPS. It's basically a GPS finder.
Like an emergency GPS?
Yeah, it's an emergency beacon that goes directly to the Coast Guard.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys didn't have one, and therefore that's why they couldn't find them. So, you know, we used to fish with that one forever, and I know my buddy's wife was always angry that she had gotten one for Christmas and yet never got it hooked up.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, I'm like, well, it would be nice, you know? I mean, I would like to be found within a day or two as opposed
I would like to be
exposure.
Found. I still... Like sitting here in this apartment would like to be found.
Yes. Maybe maybe I should get you an EPIRB for Christmas.
So I still am the best part of that story, I think, in jest, was the fact that he said we were taking on a boatload of water.
You're so funny.
Chris, you have the helm. I'm gonna get a beer.
All right. So how was your day, brother?
I would rather not talk about it. Put it this way, my job always makes me question my faith in humanity. Put it that way. I just there's a lot of angry people out there. A lot of
my life makes me question humanity. Sometimes I hate myself because I'm a human.
I'm like,
man, fucking human beings could be the worst creature on earth, and I'm one of them. But then again, you know, there's so many beautiful things.
I don't know, man. So. Yeah, humans can be great beauty, too. I mean,
for
like,
sure.
I think we live in an age now where beauty is not as cherished, and hatred seems mm-hmm. to be more the hey, I'm myself included. I have to work on myself every day. I mean, Lord knows you witnessed a couple of my outbursts.
Hey, baby.
Seriously, I'm human just like the rest of us. But it's like, man, come on! I'm more than happy to admit my faults and ask for forgiveness. I just wish more people were like that. You know, like, hey, we all screw up, but
for sure.
As long as you got some humility about it, you know, you're all right by me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but sure. Only one person at this table has steered a sinking ship back to shore.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, only Longmire.
Only Longmire.
Mm. Wait, you need more
I'm
drink.
Sorry.
What are you doing? Would you like more drink?
You want a beer, brother? While I'm up.
We got all kinds of
beers. I'm okay. Actually, I'm I had my couple of Modelos for the day, just to kind of blow off a little steam after work. It's been a tough week.
I don't know. Like, if you're not from Tennessee and you're listening to this, it's been fucking hot this week, dude. It's so humid, dude. It's been crazy.
Yeah, the humidity has been a killer. My other assistant at work, he met me for lunch. I had driven up to the other job site, anyway, and man, he was just sopping wet. I'm like, dude, like, have you been doing some manual labor?
Right.
Because that's not what we do. He goes, no, man, I just been outside. I kind of sweat a lot. I'm like, okay, yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Dude, yeah, I've definitely sweated a little bit this week, so that's for sure. It's like,
I'm fortunate. I'm not a sweater. I mean, I'm
a bit of a sweater.
Yeah.
I mean, what's funny is like I sweat mostly when I first get out in the heat, and then once I acclimate, then it slows down. I feel like a little bit.
Yeah, maybe that's my problem. I sit in my car too often. Just keep the AC running. Mm-hmm. I just rather do my work in a cool environment. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm blessed in that sense of being able to do that, but. I'm also blessed in the fact that I'm just not a heavy sweater. And the good thing is that even Katie hates me because she goes, gosh, you go work out, you actually sweat, you come back, you still smell like you just got out of the shower. I'm like, no stink. I'm like, yeah.
I was like, lucky bastard. I spent a day out in the sun. I'm ripe and ready to go. I got that man thing, though, going. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have that either.
I wear a musky cologne.
You've got a certain musk about you.
I smoke Marlboros. I drink whiskey. And I fuck.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Oh, my.
That might... You know what? We don't...
So
we,
revealing.
You know what? We don't do the intros, like, drops for the show anymore, but if we did, that would definitely be on the intro to the...
Mm-hmm. I think I could fly. I'd do it if we had a little lingo. A little jingle. No, that's not the word. What am I looking for?
The lingo,
the jangle,
little jingle jangle,
maybe the bow jangle,
a little bow jangle,
yeah, a little bow berry biscuit,
a little buzz jangle,
boo jangle, a boot. Wait,
what the hell are we talking about?
I have no idea.
I got to take a piss. I come back all of a sudden. It's
that's what you get. For
we're goddamn. We're all of a sudden. Like I go take a piss. I come back all of a sudden. We're taking on water and we're fucking.
Right.
Let's steer back. Oh shit.
Let's outrun the fucking water.
Taking on water and eating bowberry biscuits. 45 knots.
Poor fucking engines.
We're about to scuttle this podcast. Ba-dum-bump.
This table has some serious deflection in the mic.
It's got some sound issues.
It does. That's kind of an inside joke on the podcast because we used a glass table, which poor choice.
Right. Well, I did notice when I first set my glass, I was like, ow, that kind of hurt my ears. And then I've tried to be ever so genteel every time.
You should hear the people that the whole time they're just... And I don't want it's like
their brain doesn't pick up on the fact that that's like you know,
it's like you know we hear that, right?
Oh, are we recording? I'm sorry. I thought I just had these headphones in my face for no reason. Anyways,
did you get Katie on here earlier?
Not earlier. She's been on one time before.
Right.
Yeah, she did a full episode with us. That was
the
Longmire.
Yeah, that was the Longmire.
That's right.
That was the Walter Longmire mystery episode.
Yep.
Longmire. I feel like you should be on the BTA tour with a fucking name like that.
I should. What is... Wait.
Longmire.
What tour is this?
What is BTA?
It's the golf. Golf.
You mean
PGA.
PGA?
PGA. You said BTA. I'm like,
I said PGA.
Came across
I'm pretty
BTA.
Buzzed right now. I'm slurring. I apologize for that BTA.
We did talk on the podcast last week about...
That's the Bransford House golf tour.
Right, the Bransford... Oh.
It brings out only the finest BTA golfers. Mm-hmm.
We did talk about we settled on the podcast last week that with Chris mumbling and me by the end of the podcast just being too drunk to talk, that we don't know why anybody even listens to this every week.
It's crazy. I would say we should.
Yet the numbers are going up.
We should have a
thank you guys
House
by the
Olympics.
Way.
That's what we should do. Bransford House Olympics. We'll do like kayaking and like swimming or like in the pool. We'll do fishing in the pool.
We already have.
We'll run laps around.
We already have an electric chair, like
we have two chairs.
We have so, and we already do like play with those when we're drunk.
We do have time trials around the apartments.
As drunk as we get and as stupid as we get, we're almost already like a Special Olympics around here. If you think about it,
what's that place across the street from here? Because if you could do a podcast in there where you're in one chamber and you're in another,
sensory deprivation.
God. Yeah,
although it would
let's
okay
do
so
it.
That's what it is.
There's a place across the street called Float, and it's a sensory deprivation tank.
Yes.
I've been in one before in a not so in a let's say a
was this when you were in a mental asylum and they were doing tests?
It was in a less than savory situation, and the place where it was not less than savory. It was just that it was in a day. it was in a point in my life where I was doing not so savory things and running with a crowd that was into partying a lot.
Uh-huh.
So,
and that's it, so
this,
weird.
This happened.
Other than Bransford House.
Yeah, right. But there was a. So, yeah, but I got in one that was like a homemade one that a guy made, and it was two spec and it was perfect. But the point of it, sensory deprivation, is to not have any senses. So to do a podcast from within there would be kind of defeating the purpose.
I feel
all my senses are level and like moot, and then except for Chris's voice in my ear.
I think that would be crazy. It'd be
I think
it would make for an interesting show,
yes,
man.
Because
we'd both be like, we'd be sucked in for sure. Because even though we'd both hear each other, I still feel like we'd both be like, I'm freaking out, man.
Uh-huh.
Like,
no, I totally.
Or like we'd get so deep in thought, we'd just say.
I'm not really sure how electronics would work in water, but.
I don't know either.
We wear headsets and we put our heads up.
That's it.
No, we have them. We have them because the water doesn't go up all the way. Obviously, you lay in it, and it's the temperature of your body, so you don't feel that you're laying in it. That's again sensory deprivation. So
it's salt water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, kind of
so out. What you do, I guess what you would do is you would just put, you would like secure the mic to the top of the chamber. We wouldn't be able to wear headphones. We'd just be able to talk to, but not hear each other. So we'd just be yammering the whole time.
So crazy,
dude. I don't know what you're seeing, but I'm seeing some shit.
For some reason, I have a boner. I don't know why.
Dude, me too, but I know why. Can I change Chris's voice for one of the English chicks, like on an iPhone?
Uh huh.
Can I just hear your voice as like an English woman? That would make it so much better. Then my boner wouldn't seem so weird.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. That'd be interesting, for sure. Get this man a beer. Keeps eyeing that Corona light over there. I see you.
Dude, there's plenty of Corona lights in there. We have leftover. Dude, this is how crazy of a weekend it was last weekend. Was that we, like, I guess if you think crazy, you think, well, there shouldn't be leftovers. But we left. I guess we didn't finish our recap, but we did the CMA Fest thing on. And I'm breezing over a lot of the. Because I just want to get through the whole weekend. But, like, Saturday during the day, the CMA Fest stuff was crazy. We saw some great bands. It reminded me of why I moved here, how awesome everybody is.
Yeah. See, I don't do downtown much because I'm
mainly me.
That's right.
And then we rallied and went back out on Saturday night, which was incredible. Diego was there with us. That was a fun night. You know how fun it was? So fun that we came home separately. Not because we nothing happened. Like, we were not mad at each other or anything. I just walked off and tried to get a cab by myself. I walked off. I left them. I left them, and somehow they got home before me. I must have went on an adventure. Like, I'm missing about like an hour and a half.
Yeah, because I can be honest, I don't remember how I got home.
I walked home.
Maybe I bought the lift. I'm not sure.
I left before you guys. And then when I got home, you were already sitting on your front porch, Indian style. With your next door neighbor.
I was sitting Indian style. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm like, holy crap, what's going on here?
Somebody must have broke out that peyote. I was just,
I'm like, what did I miss? I don't do that. And then Sunday, when everybody was relaxing, of course it was their last day.
Yeah, I had a
and we day. Always go see the every time they come to town, it's a tradition to go see the 80s band, the Spasmatics, down at Doghouse. So we go there, and of course, me and Brandon were both looking at each other like, Brandon wasn't feeling good. I was on like the third or fourth day of drinking, and even like, I mean, I might talk a good game on the podcast, but like, I'm getting too old to do like a 4 day in a row, like, bender. So we were there, and I'm like, even I was like, out of my mind, just like, everything was dull and blurry, and I was like, all right, guys, we need to rally through this day and just do it up. If we're gonna do this, let's do it up. Let's go on a good old fashioned bender.
Yeah.
So we went. It was about. I think we hung out at the pool for a while. Had a couple of morning breakfast beers at the pool, and then got down to Demombrium about, I want to say like 1 or 2 o'clock, and Katie had told us to go to Two Bits and get the fries there because they were freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Somebody told us. Maybe it wasn't her.
So were they freaking awesome?
They were freaking awesome, dude. And I got, of course, I got my standard Bloody Mary with tequila in it. I got my Bloody Maria. And they both had some beers. And then I took them down, and we were starting to feel good. And then we were like, let's go down to Tailgate, that new brewery down there, and have a beer. So we went down there, and we sat there and drank a beer. And that beer kind of like went, like brought us all down and made us like tired. We were like, okay, this isn't happening. This beer is not working. We need to get some booster back up. So we went to Frisky Frogs and tossed some cornhole.
Yeah.
And
that's when peyote comes in handy.
Got some. Luckily, they had Meyer's rum there, which is me and Brandon's favorite. So we.
Was it Longmire rum?
It was. That's dude. That should be your shit. Longmire's shit. Rum.
Can I invest? Let's start cooking that rum
Tennessee,
up right
Jamaican.
Now. Right?
Try stop, baby. Yeah, come me a sip.
Right? The Longmire mystery
come
rum.
Come on, that your nasty vista. You never know what you're going to get from Longmire.
You never know. That's the mystery. Never what you're going to get. I'm too drunk to do an accent. I'm sorry. You know what? I don't do accents. Chris is the accent man. But usually my Caribbean accent is on point, but I get to a certain point where I'm too drunk and I just got like nothing. It all comes out just like Tony is just drunk. It's just a Tony's drunk accent is all that it is.
You know what's funny about Caribbean women? Like, well, I went to the Bahamas once and all the black ladies, when you go to their little shopping malls and shopping areas and shit, like, they always call me baby, you know, like. Hey baby, come here.
Hey baby, and they always especially when you go
buy the teacher, baby.
When you go to the tourist spots, they always want to get you
white boy
to buy like either want to braid your hair or give you drugs.
Sure, like, right,
dude. When I was in Bahamas, you know how many dudes came up to me was like,
so your only option.
So me is yeah. So me is, and they always ask you green or white, green or white. They want someone to weed or coke, weed or coke. And it's like, dude, I'm here. I was on my honeymoon last time I went. I was like, dude, I'm here with my wife. Like, relax. We don't want to do cocaine. Well, maybe we do. I don't know. It's the Bahamas. They don't count, right?
No. I was down in Dominican. I had a random dude just come up on a Sea-Doo while
speaking
off the water. And,
in the mic.
And
Is he trapping up the sea, dude?
Yeah, dude.
He was trapping up the sea.
It was sea traffic.
He's like that dude.
He just rolls right up on the beach and says, hey, you know, you.
That's going to be the name of the show.
I don't do it to make trapping up the sea, dude. Yeah, no. He had some yayo he was interested in offloading. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm good. I don't want to spend my days in a prison cell in the Dominican Republic.
For sure.
There might be some amnesty in
You don't
want
to go to Caribbean prison.
It's funny. I think I was on the trip with this girl and her parents. Actually, they were rich, and they, you know, he had his own personal plane. We flew down to the Bahamas, and we get there, and some dude comes up to me, like, I'm with this girlfriend, and the parents are standing right next to us, and dude comes up trying to sell me weed, like to all of us. He just didn't care, old folks or anything. Just like,
no, there's no shame, man.
I'm just laughing. I was like, I'm good, well, bro.
He's just trying to get a score.
Here's the thing, dude. I'm actually going to Jamaica in the fall, and I don't smoke weed, so I.
You're gonna have to learn,
dude. You gotta take one toker just for the old.
One toke? You're in Jamaica.
Well, I mean,
I do have a job, so
for sure.
I don't want to lose.
No one from your work listens to this podcast.
I mean,
hey man, you're in a different country. It's legal, you know. America has to respect that, right? I mean, come on.
They should, you know. At some point, laws are going to have to adapt to because more and more.
How does that going to work with Colorado? I mean, you go to Colorado; it's legal there. That's a United States.
Doesn't matter. Corporations count as different, like their own entities. So it's like a corporation is a human being. Like you can think of a corporation as one person, and that corporation has rights. Just like
even in Colorado, if a company says that you can't smoke, like if a company drug tests, they can still fire you for even though it's legal. I mean, just like, which is kind of fucked up because how do you, like
because you working there is a privilege. Like you be like because when you sign that contract that says you're working there, that's when you go. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah, but and I know I sound super cliche with this argument, but alcohol is way more devastating to a life than weed is. And
sure, but weed makes people lethargic and lazy. You
know? The reason why alcohol is legal is because there's a way to test for when you're actually on it. If there was a way for them to test when you're actually on marijuana,
right,
then maybe it'd be different.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always been under the assumption you do your job, you do, I mean, if you can do, as long as you do your job, I mean, whatever you do in your own personal time ain't none of my business.
That's the way I feel about it, you know what I mean? And like I said, I'd rather have a stoner on my hands than a drunk any day, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I ain't never had a whole motherfucker's hair back because they got too stoned.
I worked with this country boy redneck back when I was mowing yards right out of high school, and dude, that guy was worthless if he was sober, but man, if as long as he had a joint, he would work like a horse. I mean, I was always baffled by it. I'm like, that's supposed to be the opposite. I mean,
maybe like gets him zoned in there.
I mean, at some point
ADD
you
kind of thing or something.
Yeah, I mean, at some point you work yourself up to a certain level where you need that to function, almost like an alcoholic who has to have a shot just to stop shaking, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
So I've worked with guys. So I've heard. I've worked with guys on construction sites that were definitely alcoholics, and might have been sneaking a little something in their Mountain Dew in the morning. You
dude, not only that, but the like, you ever work with day laborers when they show up on sites and
what do you call
like a pay-a-day worker or something, and you're like this dude is literally sweating out whiskey.
And they stink. Like,
and I gotta pick you up and ride.
I did a lot of my 20s.
Oh, dude, I've sweated out many alcohols. So, like, I guarantee you, there's days I still go to work in my 30s and probably smell like.
Oh, dude, after this weekend with my buddies, I swear to God, Monday morning I was trying to avoid any management because I didn't want anybody to like think that oh shit, like, I probably smell like a damn. Cane field.
That's why I always keep a bottle of cologne in my car, though, man. Just in case. You never know, dude. Or like those days where like you forget to wear your deodorant and it's like 3:00 in the afternoon. You've been sweating all day. Like, all right, at least I have some cologne in the car. You know, like,
yeah, but you can't. Oh, my favorite thing.
You got some of that musk in your car.
Oh yeah,
dude. My favorite thing Diego's to make fun of on the job sites was when I was working construction back home in Florida. Was that people that show up after lunch smelling like cologne? It's like, you've been working all day in the hot ass sun, or like maybe after lunch.
Maybe they just want to smell pretty for you, Tony.
It was just funny because you know what they're doing. They're in the car smoking weed, and they don't want to smell like weed, so they smell like fucking CK1 instead. And you're like, dude, pick out a better cologne first of all.
Oh, come on, man! You know they were sporting that Axe
you know they're
spray,
sporting
man.
That Axe
come
spray,
on.
dude. If you, we've been working in the hot sun for like 7 hours, and at lunch, if you come back from like a 30-minute break smelling like fucking Axe Phoenix, then
hey, don't know Axe Phoenix. That's my scent. My scent of choice, if you will.
It's quick, it's easy, you know. Done.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh no, it's not done. Just that, dude. It's the motion of the arm as well that truly accentuates.
Like if you do the Zorro across your chest.
Yep. Just like the commercials.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe even splash a little bit on the pit area. Uh-huh. Just like,
and you know, a little on the balls for good measure.
A little on the balls, you know. In case someone goes down on you,
yeah.
Your pants will smell nice.
It's a deep burn.
In case someone goes down on you, they'll be like,
right? Why do your balls taste like alcohol? I mean, I like it, but I don't know.
It stinks.
It stinks, but it smells good.
Right? Sometimes it stings the nostrils too. Nobody knows.
We have to. This is what happens when there's no. You know what we need on Cherry Buzz? We need a woman. We need a woman.
For sure.
We need a woman to come in and give us a perspective on our. No, we don't, because we talk about too much shit.
You know what? Every once in a while, that's why I do like when we have a female guest, because it's like. It sort of makes us mind our manners just a little bit and try to be a little bit more creative with our humor.
I do laugh at the juxtaposition
like
between when we do studio shows or when we do like on location shows. I have to laugh at like if you've listened to any of our like on location shows, we are pretty. You know, I think we do a pretty good job of keeping it professional and sticking to stuff. And
I definitely do my homework when I'm doing that kind of stuff.
And then when we have these shows, though, like we have
right now, no.
These are our fun shows. These are our fun shows. And but I think we have a vast difference between like what we. I don't know. I'm really proud of our like the fact that we have a range. I hope our listeners appreciate that as well, because some people I think maybe
nobody knows.
Trouble I've seen.
Swing low.
Woo!
Damn! That's right. Sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I don't see him. There you go. Nobody knows where that came from.
Damn.
Wait, I thought we're white. We can't sing that song. Isn't that like racist? Automatically. No,
Johnny Cash sang that song.
That's well, but good. Johnny Cash is the man in black. He's like an honorary black guy.
That's my favorite song to sing, and I'm white. Does that make me racist because it's my favorite song?
I don't think so.
No,
dude, I like it.
Isn't there like, you know?
I thought that was like a Southern Baptist song.
No, it's like it's a slave song or about, you know, like.
Is it a slave song?
I'm pretty sure. Isn't it about
like
the slave?
Well,
not like that, but it's like, isn't that one of those like, you know, like. I mean,
no. I think you can find it in a church.
Is
hymn,
it like
hymnal?
A beautiful bunch of ripe banana. Hang that giant black tarantula.
Goes to show what I know about church.
I actually need to go this week. I haven't gone in weeks, and I need some repenting after last weekend.
I put your stock in religion.
I should be like, cause I go to Catholic church, so you know, technically you're supposed to go to. What is it? Confession.
There should be a lot of kneeling, a lot of standing.
I haven't gone to confession forever, and apparently, like, you're supposed to go to confession before you take the Eucharist, the communion, which I think is a bullshit law because who needs communion more than the people who are the fucking sinners? Like, you shouldn't cleanse yourself before you take the body of Christ. But anyway, I digress. You're supposed to go and take do a confession before you go to Mass, right? So I was just thinking, if I did that after it's been, what, like 15 years? Like, do I have to go back all the way?
Right. I mean, that's a lot to keep track of.
Can I just blanket statement alcoholic? Or I got to name every time I actually did something like wrong?
See, the only thing that I don't get is like, dude, who would want to be a priest? Because it's like literally like to
miserable.
Hear every single like parishioner's confession. I mean, who knows how dark and deep that stuff could go? It's just like,
I feel like
you
a
know
lot
what I mean?
People...
I think at one point I'd be like, no, don't tell me anymore.
I
think
a lot of people would
just
kind of bullshit when they get
to
in
God.
There.
I think
a lot of people bullshit, but there are some people that really, because I feel like some people that, you know, you always see these fucking movies where people really grow up in the church and like they do lay their shit out online, which I always thought was interesting because, okay, this guy's not a part of your family, but he knows all your shit. So he's like,
right.
You know, which seems an odd kind of a thing to me.
And they're technically not supposed to like see you. There's like a
but they know your fucking voice. You go to the fucking church. I mean, they know who you are. They're not stupid. So, I mean, this person knows. Shit about you.
Well,
so it's
unless
like,
you're Antonio Banderas and you're about to do something evil and you just want
to
confess.
To
yeah, pretty much. You know, you got the those types of
people.
I am a political refugee. I need to watch that movie.
You killed my father. And I'm here to kill you. I can't do the accent. I need to watch it. But I'm not good at the Spain. Like, I can do a Mexican.
I'm not good at the Spain.
The Spain.
I'm not good at the Spain.
I didn't say it like that.
You said I'm not good at the Spain.
Tony, I think your ears aren't working. I'm not good at the Spain, the Spanish. Did I say it? Spanish?
I'm pretty sure
you
said,
the
Spanish.
Fuck you guys. I'm done. I mean,
I'm out of here. I don't like neither one of you.
If only there was a way that we can. If only we had this on tape. If only this was recorded.
Chris, that's true. We could do a replay. You know, kind of like the refs do.
Rewind it. What?
Yep.
Rewind. Take it back.
Bring it back. Anyways,
there was this
I did say that, but I love Tony. That's actually one of the things that's like about Tony. It's like I know Tony will call me out on my grammar,
on your Spain,
on my Spain. So,
look, if there's one thing I know, it's the grammar.
He knows the grammar. In the Spanish.
No, I only make fun of it because I do the same thing. I know that I have a habit of talking way too fast, and I try to slow myself down like I'm doing right now. But when I get excited, I talk way too fast.
Cocktails, man.
It is too many cocktails.
Sure your buzz, ain't it? We don't even have a guest. I have no one to impress. I don't have to press Longmire.
That's right. You
don't. I don't know. His mind
is
pretty long.
Longmire is impressive in and of himself.
Ooh, I got to see the glory of the Longmire the other day in the old...
Don't bust him out. Don't bust him out in the air.
I'm not going to bust him out
in
the air.
We haven't said his real name, so it's
that's
okay.
That's true. Yeah,
in the old pool,
by my incognito.
In the old pool party there.
Let's just say one person in this room happens to have a...
particular outfit.
We got one guy on the air right now that's unfortunately had his eyes burned out of his sockets twice now. You have only had it once. Yeah.
But
you were too cool to come to the Christmas party.
The old grayback showed us what was up.
Grayback. No,
not grayback.
I'm a silver front.
Silver front.
Silver front. Front.
The silver front. You and silver fox.
You and Jerry rocking the silver front.
I know, but see, Jerry has a reason to be a silver front.
It's weird, but your hair is fully brown. I mean, there might be a couple grays in there, but
My beard is fully silvered out. No, okay. Well, not fully, but almost.
It's getting there.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you add wrinkles to your ball sack. You know,
yeah.
Balls, I feel like, are a lot like trees, where if you cut them and you count the rings, you can tell how old they are.
You count the wrinkles.
Yes, exactly. So it's like, dude, how old is
you
that
let
dude?
Them hang.
I don't know. Can
do
we
you guys
count the wrinkles?
God damn it!
Balls?
We're about to get.
I'm not getting on balls with you guys. I'm just saying. I'm not going the ball.
Are we not doing this? Because I have plenty of ball talk.
No, Longmire's about cashed out. We've already on being famous for the moment. You know,
well,
I've had my 15 minutes of fame.
We've already hit our. We've already hit our.
I'll
our,
do dick our, talk. I'm not doing ball talk.
Which, if you think about it, it's less gay to do ball talk than dick talk.
No, but balls are just, even young balls are ugly.
Then again,
I'm a dude and I say balls are ugly. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
dude,
it's fucking
speak
gross.
For yourself. My balls are beautiful. They are smooth as eggs.
I got nice balls. I trim my balls
you
up. I don't give
Botox
a fuck,
your
but
balls?
It's like.
You Botox your balls?
I'm just saying balls are just weird, man.
So y'all want to hear a good quick story. So the first time in college, I was dating this girl and, you know, my best friend, who was also in college with me, had always talked about how he had manscaped, and I didn't know about that. I was too young to manscape at the time, you know.
How old were you?
20, 21, 22, I had a gorilla fest going on down there. So anyway, my girlfriend finally was just like, well, you know, your best friend always talked about it. She's like, have you ever thought about it? I'm like, I'd love to try it, you know. But I was like, I mean, how do you do it? And I'm like, I'm not about to put a razor to my nuts.
I trimmed you.
And so anyway, but I didn't know how to do it, and being a novice at it, so you're going to figure the story out real quick. But so she got the bright idea to get a bottle of Nair. So I'm pretty
how
sure.
How old was she?
My age.
And she decided to put Nair on a fucking.
Well, I mean, shit, we didn't know. And so anyway, like I get in the bed and like she just disrobe and stuff, and she's like, and I was like, you do it, and she goes, okay, and she starts lathering up, and it gets all soapy and or sudsy or whatever Nair does, and I'm like, all right, you know, and we're going into it and getting a little tingle down there. I'm like, all right, and she goes, it's working, and I'm like, that's great. And I'm like, it's starting to burning, and I'm like, but okay, it's okay, and
like icy hot, like
yeah. But dude, the burn just kept coming, and all of a sudden, dude, I felt it. There was no doubt about it. I jumped in the shower, which only pretty much perpetually made it worse.
Really?
I don't know. Oh my god, it was. I had a chemical burn on my ball sack for a week.
Oh, chemical balls.
I walked.
Longmire's got toxic balls, dude.
Yep. You know what? And maybe that's why I have no illegitimate bastard children. Maybe I just actually killed my seed long ago. I don't really know, but I'm telling you this much. I walked bow-legged for a week.
Believe she put Nair. How did you
that was the beauty of it. So when it started tingling and stuff, and I'm like, okay. It's weird, but okay, I'm cool. And then start burning a little bit. I'm like, okay, that's getting weirder, but I'm cool. And I grab the bottle, and she's still just slathering it and doing her thing, removing the hair. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at the bottle. I'm reading the directions.
Is your hand, like, shaking at this point? Like,
do not apply. Like, absolutely never, ever apply to your genital hair. And I'm like, that ain't good. And then if I could imagine my balls catching on fire, they
great
did.
Great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire.
Circa what year was
that's
this?
That's your new nickname, Great Balls of Fire.
Circa what year was this?
Balls of fire.
I'm going to go with...
How old were you?
97, 98.
All right, 97, 98.
Yeah.
So you're sitting back, and you're watching reruns of, like, Saved by the Bell.
Maybe good times.
Good
I don't
time.
Know. Maybe good
and
times.
And she's just slathering your balls with Nair.
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, it was cool at first. I mean,
I can't believe you did that.
So it's
Jules,
like,
I've seen your fucking legs. Look how fucking hairy those things are. I can't believe you didn't do a trial.
I was going to say, like, I was hoping you'd say early 90s. Like, you're sitting there watching the OJ trial, and then she's just nairing your balls up.
No, that was OJ Trial was before that, right?
It was actually OJ Trial was in like 93, 94.
Yeah, I was gonna say early 90s.
I was in high school when that happened.
Me too.
Yeah. Wait a second, you said you were 20, 21. How old are you again?
40.
So, is that right? 97?
Yeah.
21? Because in 97, I was.
Yeah, because I graduated high school. I'm 37. I graduated high school in 98.
That is right.
Yeah, because 94, I turned 18.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
cool. Yeah.
20, 21.
See, I am lucky that.
Fortunately, I have a time lens, right?
Even when I get too drunk, I was born on a 0 year, so I know, okay, if it's in, whatever the number of the year is my age. So if it was 98, I was 18 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was born on a 1, so I just subtract 1 or whatever. Add 1, I can't remember which one it is right now.
It's okay. just say and 1, and it's all good.
Oh,
speaking of and 1.
And 1, those are your soccer shorts you wear. Remember N1 soccer shorts back in the day?
Were they? I never wore N1's basketball. Yeah.
Basketball? Okay, were they basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was that? There was something else I'm thinking of then, but I know they were a brand of shorts. This is where we end the podcast.
This is where we end the podcast.
Umbros. That's what I was talking about.
Hey, buddies. Let me do a toast to you here.
And one and Umbros.
I just want to say, fuck Pittsburgh Penguins. Go Nashville Preds.
Yes.
We got robbed, and you know what? Fuck it. They're a good team, but still,
hey, we made it
fuck
to the
them anyways.
We made it to the Cup playoffs. I mean,
And I got to tell you this.
I'd like to seen it out pure. That's all I'd like to see. Whether we win or lose, I'd like for that goal to count because it should have. Yeah. So.
I just want to say that nobody does hockey like Nashville, and they fuck.
No, that's
the
true.
Fucking world. I mean, not the world. The country knows that. Canada knows that. Hopefully,
we definitely put our mark on the mat this year. Sure.
And even though half the country singers that were on kind of sucked for some reason, I don't know why, but they weren't. They
it was odd. It was odd, right? There was a weird level of
like McBride. Like normally she's brilliant, but dude, her shit was like. Sorry, I'm from Nashville. I know she is too, but it's like.
But we
dude,
also have a heightened sense of what's good because we live here and hear that stuff all the time. But
I was like, dude, I could do it way. Like, I've literally driven home just like, I wonder if we can sing the fucking national anthem and did it better than she did.
I like the idea of Chris watching Martina and being like, I could do that.
Oh, I totally.
I could do that shit.
I don't have the big baby blue eyes she's got.
Chris is like,
I got that. Bitch, get off the stage. I got this.
Chris turns the TV off in the middle of the game like, ahem.
Screw your platinum owls, bitch.
I got to
can you see by the dawn's
early? Whatever. Anyways, peace out, y'all. Peace and love. Go America. Anyways.
On behalf of myself and Diego and Longmire, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can catch us at cherrybuzz.com, iTunes, Google Play, and all that jazz. So.
We don't like jazz, actually.
No, we do.
Do we like jazz?